This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. On Mondays, we take time out of the show to dream.
I'm Madeline Brand. Our weekly summer series, California Dreaming, looks at the country's economic slowdown through the lens of the California dream.
The dream of a nice house and big car. How does that fare in an economy plagued by foreclosures and high gas prices?
Americans love their cars. Remember the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off and the Joyride car?
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens when oh, yeah becomes oh, no, as in I have to fill up again. Oh, no. Do you turn on your beloved ride when she becomes an economic Edsel around your neck? I had a totally unscientifically backed hunch that more people out there are feeling a sense of car shame than they did, say, a year ago. And I came upon a personal essay by Judith Warner of the New York Times, which seemed to confirm my theory. Judith and her husband bought a Land Rover a few years ago when it seemed like a fun, attractive, athletic kind of car.
And you're talking about people who do things on impulse, who do not put enormous amounts of thought into their purchases, who don't read consumer reports.
As gas prices went up, she started to feel bad about how much she pays to keep the car on the road.
You know, I'm perfectly aware of getting what I deserve. You buy one of these huge gas guzzlers, you know, you pay the price for it eventually. You know, these cars are irresponsible. There's no question about it. They're irresponsible because of what they do to the environment. They're irresponsible because of what they do to other cars on the road, because the presence of these cars has created a climate where people feel that they have to have big cars in order to keep from being crushed by a Hummer or a Suburban or something.
Okay, wait. Did you notice that Judith Warner never said she was actually ashamed of her car or of herself, despite my repeated tries to get her to wear a scarlet letter, an H maybe, H for hog, as in gas hog? No, Judith Warner refused to go along with my theory. In fact, she took the opportunity to very nicely wag her finger at my entire thesis.
There's enormous sanctimony on the issue of SUVs right now. And there are enormous numbers of people who come out of the woodwork to say that they would never own such a car and have never owned such a car. But there are also an enormous number of these cars on the road. And everyone's got their little vices. And sanctimony is a vice as well. And it could be potentially a vice that's even more toxic than making foolish consumer choices.
You might say Beverly Hills is the epicenter of foolish choices. Oh, there goes that sanctimony again.
I know it was a pain,
Undeterred, I went to Beverly Hills to see if I could scrounge up some car shame. Well, not exactly shame. Here's David Hazima giving the keys to his Mercedes to a valet.
I hate my car.
Why?
Because the gas prices are too high. I hate that thing. If I had known gas prices were going to go to $5, I probably wouldn't have bought this car. Or maybe I would have bought the Lexus Hybrid. That's what I would have bought, because the Lexus Hybrid is equivalent to my car.
And here's Kareem Amiriani. It costs $100 to fill up his Jaguar.
I don't feel good about it, but it's a business car. I have to. You want me to drive a smart car? You want me to drive a hybrid? Eventually.
Would you
maybe
drive one of those?
Maybe eventually. I take clients out, so.
What do you do?
I manage wealthy people's money, so.
My name is Giacomino Drago, and I own Il Pastaio, Piccolo Paradiso in Beverly Hills. A few other restaurants.
And what do you drive?
That red car.
Looks like it's a Bentley. Is that a
yes.
Bentley?
It happened. I bought this car in half an hour, so it wasn't like I was crazy for a Bentley, and I'm like...
Half an hour?
Yes.
You just bought it like that?
My wife made me buy it, because it was red, so she can control me. And not that many red cars around.
So she can see where you are all the time? That sounds like material for a shrink. I called up psychiatrist Dr. Peter Weibrow, not to talk about Mr. Red Bentley's controlling wife, but to talk car shame. Surely his patients must be on the couch, just tortured by their cars. Well, not really. It seems they've been able to come up with some pretty good coping mechanisms, like buying their way out of shame.
Well, you see, the interesting thing is, and I think it's a very healthy thing, is that our perception of social standing is changing. Shame is a very complicated human emotion because it's actually an interaction between a conscious awareness of what's happening in the world around us and the basic emotion of the brain, which is a much more primitive form. And so here you have a group of people who are beginning to say, this doesn't really compute anymore. I have to change my ways, and I want to do so because I want to have the accolades of my peers. I don't want them to think that I'm some sort of, you know, profligate spender who is not aware of the important things that we have to do in the next few decades about the environment, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's a wonderfully healthy shift.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a very old Porsche, 1979. It does about 24 miles to the gallon, and I justify it to myself because if it's been around for 30 years, we haven't expended too much in making several new ones that I would have consumed.
Do you put much stock in the fact that people identify with their material possessions and that they say something about who we are?
Yes, I think it's a very natural human phenomenon to do that.
So what does that Porsche say about you?
We know I've always liked old cars, and I've always liked nippy cars. And so what it says about me is that I guess I enjoy life. I hope it says that about me anyway.
That you're old and nippy?
That I'm old and nippy, yes. That would be a good characterization. Very good.
Okay, well, Dr. Peter Weibrow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, here's my new theory. Americans may be trading in their Hummers for hybrids, but they don't feel a lot of shame about it. In fact, quite the opposite. They're patting themselves on the back. They're exchanging one deadly sin, greed, for another, pride. By the way, is sanctimony a deadly sin? Don't answer that. I can show you a better
time. Maybe you can drive my car. And on the subject of pride, we're very proud of our blog, Daydreaming. Go there. Check out Jack Nicholson showing off his 78 hydrogen-powered Chevy.